Now, good morning, boys and girls. Oh, dear. I'm going to do that all over again. I'll start all over again, boys and girls. Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
You can always rely on Jonathan over there, can't you? Well, boys and girls, I want to thank Noel and Desmond for their kind words of welcome. I count it a great privilege to come here this morning and speak to the boys and girls. Now, I wonder, boys and girls, have you ever been invited out visiting? Put your hands up if you've ever been invited out to visit with your mum and dad. That's the worst type of visiting, isn't it? Well, I remember whenever I was only a little boy, I was always invited out quite a lot, mainly on a Sunday night after the gospel service. But I was always invited out, and I used to hate it. Oh, boys and girls, I hated being invited out because you always had to sit on your best behaviour, didn't you? And you always have to do what you're told. And you, maybe in the winter time, your mate sat beside a big roaring fire and you were really hot. And you started to fidget, and Dad looked at you and said, "Now you stop fidgeting." Isn't that the way it used to be? Nowadays, you get invited out, and you get to go up the stairs to your friend's bedroom, and you close the door and do whatever you want up there, as long as you don't make too much of a mess. Isn't that right? Well, I know all about it. Well, boys and girls, I want to very quickly tell you this morning about some times in the Bible where the Lord Jesus was invited out to visit. And you know this, boys and girls? The Lord Jesus loved to visit homes. He loved to go to people's homes and to get involved with their families and to see exactly what they were doing and to sit down, sometimes to have a meal, sometimes just to sit down and speak to those in the family. Wouldn't it be great to have something like that, someone to come into your house and just sit down and have so many things interesting to say that you just sat in awe and just wondered exactly what this was all about? Well, I want to tell you, boys and girls, about a man in the Bible. His name is Simon. The Bible tells us he was a Pharisee, and he invited the Lord Jesus along to his house. And not only did he want him to come to the house, boys and girls, to speak to him, but he was going to prepare a lovely meal for the Lord Jesus. That was a good thing to do. And I'm sure the Lord Jesus was so pleased to come along to Simon's house. But you know, boys and girls, if I want you to just go back in time and just picture the Lord Jesus sitting, and he's sitting in this house, and he's talking away to these very important men. And all of a sudden, the table is brought out and he is left in front of the table ready for a lovely meal. Now, I like my food. I know you wouldn't believe that, but I like my food. And there's nothing as nice as to be brought into somebody's house and sat down and a lovely meal is prepared for you. Well, boys and girls, I'm sure this was a smashing meal. It was left in front of the Lord Jesus. And they were just about, boys and girls, they were just about to get tucked in, as we would say, when everything fell silent. The door opened, boys and girls, and in walked someone who they knew very well. Wonder who it was, boys and girls. I wonder who this person was. You see, the Bible tells us it was a woman had walked in. She just opened the door and walked straight in and disturbed everything. Boys and girls, there was silence. I wonder why everybody went silent. Now, I'm going to test your eyesight from way up here. The Bible tells us something about this woman. Can anybody read that? What about over this side? Can you read that? Who would like to shout out what it says? There's a girl. Shout it to her, Daddy. Come on, shout it out. A sinful woman. That's what the Bible said, boys and girls. The Bible says that this woman that disturbed this meal and walked straight into the room, right up to just behind the Lord Jesus, she was known of everybody in the town because she was a sinful woman. That's what the Bible says. And yet, boys and girls, She made a big step in her life. She decided to take that step and come to the Lord Jesus. The Bible tells us, boys and girls, that she had heard the Lord Jesus was in this house. She had heard he was in the place. And she made the decision, boys and girls, to go to where the Lord Jesus was. But you know, she was a sinful woman. And if only more sinful people would make that decision to come to the Lord Jesus, we would see more saved, wouldn't we? Well, that's the first thing the Bible tells us about this woman. But you know, in the silence, boys and girls, they could hear something. And what was it? Who can take a guess? Jonathan? Someone crying. That's right. The woman had started to weep, the Bible tells us. And she had got down to the Savior's feet and started to weep, and her tears dripped off the end of her face, the end of her cheeks, down onto the Savior's feet. Do you know what she started to do, boys and girls? She started to wash the Savior's feet with the tears that flowed from her face. Wasn't that amazing, boys and girls? But you know, I started to think about that. And as she wept and washed his feet with her tears, she must have had beautiful long hair, but she took her hair from behind and started and dried his feet with her hair. Wasn't that a smashing thing to do, boys and girls? But you know, I began to think about that. And you know, later on in their story, you know, the Lord Jesus rebuked Simon and said, listen, you should have washed my feet. You see, in the Bible times, boys and girls, that's the first thing that they should have done to the Lord's feet. Because you walk in your sandals, you get sand and dust, your feet were always dirty. And it was a great custom to wash your visitors' feet, but they didn't wash the Lord Jesus' feet. Do you know, what did that woman do? We'll go to this side. Shout it out.
A simple service.
You see, it was something that was done every day, boys and girls. That's what this woman did. Although she was a sinful woman, she did a simple service. Do you know, boys and girls, I know there's some boys and girls here, and you're Christians. You're saved. And hallelujah for it. But you know, sometimes we get into a wee corner and say, I can do nothing for the Lord Jesus. Do you know, sometimes boys and girls and young people, we're looking for difficult things to do, aren't we? But what about the simple things? Just something that was every day. That's what this woman did. She was a sinful woman, but she done a simple service, didn't she? It was a great thing she did, but at the end of the day, it was something simple. I wonder this morning, will you do something simple for the Lord today? Just a simple service. Wonder, will you? But I must get on. Because after she had dried her feet with the hair on her head, she opened up a little box. And she broke the seal and started to pour lovely smelling ointment on his feet. And the whole room, boys and girls, was filled with this lovely fragrance that this lady put onto the Lord's feet. Yes, it was very expensive. Do you know, another part of the Bible, a little alabaster box of ointment cost 300 pence. And that was a lot of money, boys and girls. But you know, to her, the expense didn't count. It was what she was doing with this. She had brought the Lord a special gift. Listen, boys and girls, this was expensive to her, but it was a special gift for her. Now, can we have a special gift this morning? Yes, we can. Do you know what the special gift is? Romans chapter 6, verse 23 tells us. The latter part of it says, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's God's special gift. would you like a gift this morning? You know, I know some mummies, and they would travel all the way to Belfast for a bargain, let alone a gift. Listen, boys and girls, it's no, we don't sell a bargain here. We don't sell anything. We give what the Lord has. We point, boys and girls, and mummies and daddies, to what the Lord can give, and that's a special gift. What is that gift? It's eternal life. You know, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus died on the cross and gave his life and shed his precious blood so that we can have a special gift this morning. We can be saved. And the last verse says, and I'll read it out to you, and he, that's the Lord Jesus, said to the woman, thy faith have saved thee. Go in peace. Listen, boys and girls, that woman was saved. That's a great word. It's a word, you know, sometimes today we dilute it a wee bit, but it's a great word, boys and girls. I love to talk about being saved. That sinful woman was saved, and we can be saved today. Will you accept that special gift today? Will you try and do some simple service for the Lord today? Oh, I do hope you so. I so hope you do so this morning, boys and girls. And will you remember the sinful woman, the simple service, the special gift, and the sinner saved? I do hope you do so this morning.